Hey guys, it's Danica, and welcome back to Tongue Tied, the horse racing podcast. It's just me today. Colleen is currently working, and then she'll be home. But we realized that when we posted the podcast yesterday, we both did not catch that we had a segment about the September sale, and we just completely forgot to put it back up into the podcast. So I am going to briefly kind of go over book one of the sale and just highlight some horses that I personally find interesting. Honestly, there are so many horses with so much black type, it is impossible to cover everything here. So I kind of just highlighted and put some small notes on who I thought was interesting or who may bring some money that could be completely wrong, but we'll start off and see how it goes. So the first horse I highlighted is Hip 29. It is a Pioneer of the Nile colt out of Pretty and Smart. Pretty and Smart is the dam of Cupid, who is a Santa Anita Derby winner and a sire currently in Ashford. I have no idea what he looks like, but I would expect a little bit of money to come here, especially with Pioneer of the Nile being gone. So we will see how that goes. We had in our segment from last week, we were talking about, well, I was particularly excited that Rachel Valentina's Curl and Colt was entered into the sale. But I guess it's kind of good that we did not end up having that in the podcast because it turns out he isn't out. So unfortunately, we will not get to see Rachel's Valentina's colt sold. I'm guessing that they probably decided to keep him. Don't know what the story is behind there, but I do not blame them. What a strong female family. Next hip is Hip 52. It is a Spicetown colt out of Rosalind. She was the grade one winner of the Ashland. This is her first foal. I was just a big fan of her. She was, I'm pretty sure, trained by Kenny McPeak. Pretty little chestnut thing with a pretty head. So I will look forward to seeing how that colt sells. And I love Spicetown, even with his getting up there. He just throws good runner after good runner. next is, see where to go. Hip 75 is the Seeking Gabriel Tappet colt. Seeking Gabriel is the dam of Nyquist, so this would make this horse a half to Nyquist, who stands at stud at Darley. Will be interesting to see how he sells. He did have siblings sell. I'm not sure what price for. Again, kind of just throwing this up last minute, so I don't have a bunch of stats in front of me. Let's see. Oh, I highlighted Hip 98 is a filly by Exaggerator out of Song of Bernadette. That makes her the half to Catholic Boy. And I was obviously very excited about the Exaggerator getting some pretty good mares here. So be interesting to see how he sells. Obviously, my mare does not have a page like that, but I did breed her to Exaggerator. So it'll be cool to see, one, what these horses look like. Especially the good ones, and to how well they are received, because it doesn't seem like anyone's really hot on him yet, but you never know, especially with Keeneland September not starting yet, so it should be an exciting week. Hip 106 is, I'm sure there will be lots of talk about it, is Pioneer the Nile colt out of Stage Magic, which makes him the half to Justify. And next to the notes, the only thing I wrote were $3 signs. So I'm sure that will be interesting. Again, I have no idea what he looks like. I am hoping to get out to the sale. Not today, not tomorrow, but maybe Tuesday. So I will miss him selling, but I'm sure gonna be watching him sell on my computer. Hip 110 I highlighted as a Curlin filly out of Steelin', which makes her the half to Shanghai Bobby. Don't know how she looks. Hopefully she sells well. Good luck to Stonehaven Steadings. Hip 135 is a Tappet colt out of Take Charge Brandy. So if you don't already know the name Take Charge Brandy, you can basically just look at her pedigree page and go, whoa. It's pretty wild. It's just a deep, deep black type family. They always seem to sell well. This is her second foal. And the mayor got a huge page boost since last year with Omaha Beach being a derby favorite before he scratched. And it will be nice to see how this thing does. I expect if it has clean x-rays that it will sell pretty well. Hip 148 is by Candy Ride out of Thank You Mary Lou. It's a filly, and this is her second foal. Thank You Mary Lou is a stakes winner. She's pretty popular, named after Mary Lou Whitney, who just passed away, so I highly thought it was cool. Let's see. Hip 167 is a Galileo filly at a Turbulent Descent, who was a grade one stakes winner. Could be grade two, not positive, but I saw her run at Belmont, which is why I highlighted her. This filly does have a full grade three stakes winner in Ireland, so. And also, you really don't see that many Galileo selling over here. Shocker, because, you know, he's in Europe, but it will be nice to see how she does. I know Turbulent Descents had foals through the sales before. I don't know how well they sold, but there's that. Hip 172 is a Tappet Colt out of Unrivaled Belle. That makes that colt a foal brother to Unique Bella, who is also a grade one winner. So I expect, so long as he's good looking, some money there. Let me flip through my pages here. That ends session one. On to session two, I've got Hip 193. It is a Tappet filly out of Winter Memories. The foal sibling sold in March for $200,000. Winter Memories was such a great mare, grade one turf winner. She was just so classy. I really loved her. I was a big fan of her when she was running. So I also think she's an out. You don't understand, when I was researching this, I would highlight so many of them and then realize that they were outs. So if I do talk about some that are outs, I am sorry. And I'm only realizing late. So Hip 198 is a Tappet Colt out of Sardana. She's definitely not out. She's had three winners from three foals. This mare has three winners from three foals, including a Saratoga Stakes winner. Zardana is a mare that beat Rachel back when Rachel Alexandra, when she came, I think it was her first race back after the Woodward, and she had a big long break and she beat Rachel, and I was all upset about it. Good for her for being the dam of a stakes winner and now having a Tappet. So here we go. Angela Renee has a full selling Hip 227. I think it's her first foal. Yes, it's her first foal out of by Empire Maker. Angela Renee is the half to two honor and serve. So good family. Should hopefully sell well. I don't know, but we'll see. Hip 232 is a frosted filly out of Appealing Sophie. Appealing Sophie was a grade one winner, but she's also the dam of Taprit, who is also a grade one winner. And I think that makes her three-quarter sister to Taprit if she's by Frosted, because Frosted's by Tappet. So that should be interesting. Hip 238 is one that I had to personally highlight. It is a quality road filly out of a mare called Ask the Question, who is the dam of Heart to Heart, who's a major grade one winning horse. She is consigned by Hiddenbrook, so I kind of had to push forward for that. Yay, Team Hiddenbrook. And she's a beautiful, beautiful, classy filly, and hopefully she sells well. If you have time to go look at her, I for sure would suggest it. Hip 247 is a Tappet Colt. There's a lot of Tappets, in case you didn't know, for these book ones. is a Tappet Colt out of Baffled, which makes him the foal to the Windstar Sire Constitution. Hip 258 is a Warfront Colt out of Believe You Can. Her 4-year-old and her 3-year-old sold for $900,000 and $1 million, respectively. The 4-year-old is a stakes winner. They're both tappets. So this is her first war front that I'm aware of, or at least what the damn full search on Equibase told me. And she was also a grade one winner. So it should be interesting to see how that one sells. I hope well. I really loved that mare. And war fronts seem to do amazingly well at the sales. So there's that. Hip 266, Blind Luck. She was also a grade one winner. There's so many grade one winners. It's like I keep saying the same thing over and over again, which is why I keep saying But a Curling Colt selling through Hillendale, just something I highlighted. A Hip 297 is a Tappet Colt at a Catch My Drift. And I think she's out. No, she's not out. I don't know. I'm going to say it anyway. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, Catch My Drift is a mare that was owned by Hidden Brook, and when she was racing, and then we sold her. So this is her second foal. Just interesting to see how she's doing production-wise. Hip 301 is Pioneer of the Nile filly out of Catherine Sophia, who is the Kentucky Oaks winner. This is her first foal. I expect money to come out of that for sure. Then we're going to skip a bit. We're going to Hip 338. You've got a Curlin filly out of Dance Quietly, who the mare is a stakes winner and is half to St. Liam. Hip 344 is a Tappet filly out of Day at the Spa. I guess this is her third foal. I'm shocked. Day at the Spa is the Breeders' Cup filly mare turf winner. I remember her selling at Phasic Tipton November right after she won the Breeders' Cup, and that feels like yesterday, so I can't believe that this is her third foal. That's just mind-blowing to me, but if it's a nice filly, she'll light up the board for sure. Kind of as a combo here, we've got Hip 368 and Hip 370. It's a 368 is a Curlin filly out of Dreaming of Julia. Dreaming of Julia was a Frisette winner, grade one winner, beautiful mare, owned by Stone Street. Then they have her dam, Dream Rush, and she has a Medaglia d'Oro colt entered in this sale, also owned by Stone Street. I am flipping pages. And then to end book two, we've got, I have highlighted here, Dubawi colt by, or out of Ablu Asant. So if you don't know, Ablu Asant is the half sister to Zenyatta and Balance, which poor Balance never gets the reputation that Zenyatta does. Obviously she didn't accomplish much, but she was still a pretty cool mare and like no one talks about her. So, you know, good for Balance. I don't think I've seen, I don't know if she's producing foals. I could look it up, but I'm not going to. But yeah, Ablu Asant. Good. Day three, we've got Hip 399 is a Carpe Diem colt out of Flaming Heart. That makes him half to commissioner. We've got Hip 428 is a Curlin colt out of Got Lucky. She was the grade one winner of the Spinster. This is her second foal. She was a really nice mare. Also saw her win at Keeneland. So... Hip 434 is a Tappet filly out of Hard Not to Like. Hard Not to Like was the grade one winner, the Diana. This is her second foal. She was also a beautiful mare. Loved that mare. Let's see. Hip 440 is a Tappet filly. I feel like I'm just repeating stallions because that's book one. Is a Tappet filly out of Hot Dixie Chick. Hot Dixie Chick was a grade one winner in herself. She's the dam of Union Jackson. She was paddock mates with Rachel Alexandra. She kind of got fame for being Rachel's paddock mate, which is silly because she was a great mare in her own right. But when they first had their foals, it was like Taco and Chili. Maybe I'm the only one that was that close to following that story, but I still love Hot Dixie Chick to this day. Unfortunately, I got real excited. I thought that the Just Whistle Dixie Pioneer the Nile colt was going to sell, but he's also out. We'll see what they do with him. I believe that they sold Just Whistle Dixie to Korea. I am not positive on that. I know New Year's Day is over there. Just Whistle Dixie is the dam of Mohaemin, who's the sire of my weanling selling in November. And the dam of New Year's Day, who is the sire of Maximum Security. But unfortunately, he's out, so we do not get to see how he sells. Moving on, HIP 498. This is the big one that I'm sure everyone's talking about, is the American Pharoah filly out of Leslie's Lady. Leslie's Lady is probably like one of the most top-notch broodmares we've had in a while, if not of all time. She's the dam of, she is the dam. Wow, I am blanking. Into Mischief. Good Lord, I could not remember his name there for a second. She's the dam of Into Mischief. She's also the dam of Beholder. She's just, damn, she's the dam, you know, dam of Mendelssohn. You really, I mean, she's just loaded. So I saw the video of the filly. She looked very pretty, looked a lot like Beholder. They said that she looked a lot like Beholder. Looks pretty classy. I hope that the board lights up when she gets through there. I know that Leslie's Lady did not sell well last year with her colt, who was by, I can't remember off the top of my head, but didn't do too well. And then I know that she has a, not this time foal that is a weanling now. Almost wrapping it up here, you got HIP 546 is an Uncle Mo out of Miss Macy Sue. She was a stakes winner. You got HIP 555's Tappet Philly out of My Miss Aurelia. She was a graded stakes winner. And that's all that I have highlighted. So that was probably a little bit of a mess. I'm sorry. There's so much stuff to research when it comes to sales. It's hard not to drag on and leave it hanging and getting really boring, because you could just delve into that. If you're really interested in the sale, I suggest you go, and you're in the area, I obviously suggest you go to Keeneland and watch it. It is a spectacle. It's frankly just amazing, especially if you're around Book One. I mean, you get celebrities walking around. I ran into Bobby Flay as he was going into the bathroom when I was with Colleen, and I was like, oh my God, it's Bobby Flay. And I mean, Bob Baffert's always there, big top-notch trainer. So if you're a fan, definitely something I suggest to do. I would even suggest going to Book One days of Keeneland September sale more than I'd suggest going to racing at Keeneland. So that's just how I feel. It's going to be exciting. We've got 2 weeks now of just sales. Racing's not going to be the big topic here while this thing is going on. And everyone is probably sleepless and working for days on end. And we will be very excited when it's over. But we do love it. And it's hard to describe what it's like there, but it's like its own mini society. That's the only way I can think of to describe it. So if you haven't gone, go. If you can't go, I'd suggest watching it. Blood Horse always live streams it. It's fun to watch these Book One horses go through, because the board just lights up for so many of them. And then you get to see them go on and run Grade One races. So it really can't get much more exciting if you're a horse racing fan. I think that's it for me today. I think we're going to come back on Wednesday and maybe cover the Book One horses. We're going to try to get out to the sale and record something, but I don't know how possible that is. We'll look into it. And other than that, I hope you guys have a good couple of days before we're back and talking in New Year's again. All right, see y'all later. Bye.